making, and you'll hear it next with Scott. And that's the BBC News at 3 minutes past two.
Thank you, Harvey.
The Beatles.
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 So, this time last week, we heard the news that the Beatles were back. The original boy band were releasing one final song, unheard before, and over four decades in the making. The song is called Now and Then, and it was released about 3 minutes ago. Written and sung by John Lennon, and then finished off by Paul and Ringo more than 40 years later. It's an incredible story involving Peter Jackson, the filmmaker behind the Get Back documentary. He helped Paul restore a cassette recording of John to make this new song. Now, we found out earlier this week that Peter has directed a music video for Now and Then, which features some of the earliest known footage of the band. That was also released a few moments ago. And if you want to hear the story behind this final track, there is a brand new episode of the Eras podcast for you now on BBC Sounds, featuring new interviews with Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, as well as insight on the new track from Sean Ono Lennon, Olivia Harrison and Peter Jackson. It's a great listen. Search Eras on Sounds. None of us have heard this yet, and I've got it here, and I'm ready to play it. This is a landmark moment in music, featuring all of the Fab Four. Here is new music on BBC Radio 2 from the Beatles.
One, two, three.
This is a huge day for Beatles fans all over the world because for them it feels like an ending, like a full stop on the biggest career in pop music. So very significant. What I want to do is go straight to you and just read out some of the messages that are coming in. Gemma in Nottingham says, just wow, I got the shivers when I heard the one, two at the beginning of the track. That was amazing, feeling a little bit emotional now. Ruth in Shropshire says, I'm in tears listening to the new Beatles track. What a song. Let's hope we have the Fab Four as Christmas number one. I mean, that is a possibility. Mark in Oxford says, I'm only in my mid-30s, but the Beatles were a massive part of my childhood, with my parents listening to them, and now this new song, I'm in tears. It sounds so haunting, yet so beautiful. One word, wow, says Andy from Tyne and Wear. Best band ever. So much nostalgia, says Linda. What a powerful song. From Sarah in Worthing, there are hundreds of messages that we're getting through here. That was The Beatles and the first play on Radio 2 of Now and Then.